The 9th District is one of the most populous areas of LA, one not usually associated with wildlife and marshlands, but now it will be with the opening of a wetlands pocket park. Councilwoman Jan Perry leads the way.
It was covered with asphalt and barbed wire and truck and machine parts, and it was just pretty ugly. But with a little creativity, some tenacity, and community support, well, this is where we are now.
The 9-acre wetlands park is built on the site of a former MTA bus yard. 7th grade students of Celerity Dyad Charter School, who live a mere mile from the park, were at the opening. Ricardo Gallo piped up with his plans for the park.
Well, at this park, I'm probably going to bring my friends so we could play football or, like, if we could do activities together.
One of the residents of the community, Janae Oliver, has lived here for over 30 years.
The ability to walk around. My aunt is an avid walker. She walks every single day. So now she can come right here to this park and walk here. So I feel like the spirit of this community is back.
The park is one of the first projects set up around Los Angeles in conjunction with Proposition O, a clean water bond program. Its mission is to clean up pollution, protect the public health, and maintain beaches and oceans free of litter in accordance with the Federal Clean Water Act. It is funded by Propositions 12 and 40. Gary Lee Moore works at the Bureau of Engineering and describes one of the park's innovative and green features.
And these lights, you don't see any wires. You don't see any wires underground. I know you can't see that, but you also don't see any overhead. And that's because they're all solar powered.
While there is still much work to do on the project, Perry says this $26 million project will be opened by early next year. Smith Obundade, Annenberg Radio News.